The opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. How would we know that this Chicago song would be so pertinent to our time? Faces full of hate and fear. The world is not the whole world. I don't mean just America. The whole world is in a... I'll use the word that Christ used in Luke chapter 21. I think it was verse 29. I'm trying to remember the exact verse. In the years before his return, the whole world, every nation, would be in a time of perplexity. As the decade prior to his return, as we moved into that decade, if we're not already in it, there would be problems internationally with each country, with each culture. And there, Christ said that there would be earthquakes, there would be signs in the heavens, in the sun, the moon, the stars, and there would be perplexity. Christ used that term, perplexity, one time, just once. Principle in the Bible, when something is mentioned one time, it's not to it does not indicate that one time mention is unimportant. In God's view of things, when he mentions something one time, you investigate it. You look into it. You spend more time. Like crime scenes, you have these forensic files, and you study a one-time mention of things in the Bible. Christ said that you must be born again. You study that. What does it mean? There will be a time of perplexities. What does that mean? There will be a time when internationally there will be no answers in the societies. No answers. Conundrums. There will be no solutions. It's like jumping out of a plane at 50,000 feet. If the initial wind hitting you at 500 miles an hour doesn't kill you, eventually the fall will. Perplexities. No solutions, no answers. No way out. Is there a way out of the war in Ukraine? Is there a way to turn things around in the United States of America so that we can become civilized and a lawful nation once again? Perplexities. If so, what is the answer? There are no answers. Only conundrums. It's like being mystified. Like being taken in the dark and put in an area of the country at night, and they take the blindfold off of you and they tell you you're free, and you don't know where you are. You don't know if you're in the middle of America. You don't know what state you're in. You don't know anything, because everything is unfamiliar to you. And this is what Christ is saying about perplexities. Everything will be unfamiliar. Nothing familiar. America, what is familiar about this nation going back 10 years to today? We're in a whole new world. Then, internationally, it's the same in every country. America is being invaded at the southern border. While we're watching our borders being invaded, Europe is being invaded. Sweden is the most invaded nation in Europe. They have no answers, no solutions. Down in Denver, Colorado, with the homeless, you had the mayor that just, a new mayor that just came in. The old mayor made the problems worse. The matter of homelessness, destroying the city of Denver. And the new mayor is going to be just as destructive. This new mayor has no answers in Denver, Colorado. No answers. Except for what he's being told to do. He's being told by the globalists what he is to do. There is no remedy, no answer for the homelessness in Denver, Colorado, and the other cities in Colorado, except Boulder. Boulder, this is the home of the governor, and there are restrictions in Boulder, Colorado, because the wealthy people in Boulder are not going to have it. San Francisco, Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, the only thing that's going to exist eventually is going to be the ships that come in to unload. But Portland is a non-city anymore. Walmarts are gone. Their food chains are going to go eventually. Walgreens, all of your pharmacies are going to go bye-bye. No solutions. Perplexities. There are no answers to so many things happening. We are in the last decade before Christ's return. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our preferred metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
So I begin today with the perplexities. One time Christ said, use that word perplexities in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. Because he was trying to say something to the generations at the end of Satan's rule of the world. Christ is trying to tell the mankind in our modern day, in our present day, that there will be no solutions. Governments will not have solutions. Politicians will not have solutions. Solutions are going to disappear. There is no solution. I use the example for the Colorado crowd in Denver with homelessness. No solutions. Only conundrums. Mystified. People are walking around, they're mystified. There's no law. The law enforcement people that are in law enforcement have no authority, have no power. If they so much as touch someone, they will be sued. This is madness. This is lawlessness. One of the conditions Christ said that would take place before he comes in the final decade and the years before that decade, lawlessness. In other words, the judicial systems will break down, but not intentionally. The judges will be corrupt. The judges will not fulfill their judicial duties. This is what Christ said would happen. The signs are all around through every day on mainstream media. What they present on mainstream media are signs that Christ said would take place at the end of the cosmos, the end of Satan's rule over the societies of the world. I focus on this society. The great law of the land, the Constitution, is just George Bush Jr. said, it's a GD piece of paper. The wicked will not allow laws to regulate them. They will pass laws that they will use to regulate the society, but those laws do not apply to them. They will have the power to put their judges in place, corrupt judges, judges that won't do what is right. Las Vegas, Nevada, a city that was put together, came into existence through Jesse James. Jesse James owned the saloons. He owned the poker tables. He ruled the law enforcement, the judge, the sheriff. He controlled the prostitution, everything. The city was put together by him as an unlawful individual, a murderer, among other things, but he controlled everything. The United States of America is Las Vegas, Nevada, then is still the same today, and it is a type of what has happened in this country. The whole country is just a Las Vegas, Nevada, or a Chicago, Illinois, or a New York City. The Constitution, it's not being eroded away. It is already ineffective. The Congress, the judicial district, the Senate, the House of Representatives is a joke. There's no justice. But this is what Christ said would happen especially the decade before his return. And the lawlessness would escalate. It would gain momentum. There would be no way to stop it, to slow it, to end it. We have come into that point in time where we are in a world of perplexity. So that's where I begin. Now we're going to talk about in a world where there's no law, there are no boundaries, there are no there's no border. Coming into the United States, open borders. In a red state, Texas. Not so much in New Mexico. Not so much in California. Red state. Internationally, going back to Sweden. Sweden is being overrun. And this is an operation. This is a planned United Nations / Rockefeller family plan. We rule, we finance the UN. The UN is a New World Order court. And the nations go to this to assemble to try to, you know, protect themselves from the major powers, especially the United States of America. But there's no justice. Now, there is an operation, Trojan Horse, and it was a destructive, naked act of treason. This is out of State of the Nation. And there is an Operation Gladio. I'm going to read points of Gladio because what we're seeing is the operation. There was Operation Paperclip, Nazis coming into the United States after World War II. Operation Gladio. Now this is out of Wikipedia. I don't take much out of Wikipedia. Unless the people writing an article in Wikipedia are promoting something very heavily, are in favor of whatever it is they are going to write about a matter. They write about Ron DeSantis, and they build Ron DeSantis up like he is the chocolate cake at a birthday party. But Ron DeSantis is a globalist. He's a skull and bones. He is owned, he is ruled, he and his wife both, involved in secret societies. But now, Wikipedia speaks about Operation Gladio. And here's what they have to say. Operation Gladio, code name for clandestine stay-behind operations of the armed, of armed resistance, organized by the Western Union, founded in 1948, and subsequently by NATO, which was formed in 1949, by the CIA, established in 1947, in collaboration with several European intelligence agencies during the Cold War. Gladio specifically refers to the Italian branch of NATO Stay Behind organizations. It's used as an informal name for all of them. Stay Behind operations to prepare as many and were prepared in many NATO countries and neutral countries. It involved use of assassination, psychological warfare, false flag operations to delegitimize left-wing parties in Western European countries, even went so far as to support anti-communist right-wing terrorists as they tortured communists and assassinated them. The United States State Department rejected the view that America, supported terrorists. And maintains the operation served only to resist potential invasion of Western European countries by Soviet Union. So, how does this pertain to our situation today? Gladio is why Russia is in Ukraine presently. Stay behind operations by the United States military in 1948 and Russian Nazis, Hitler's SS, in Ukraine in 1948, protected by the United States CIA, United States military in Ukraine. It was a stay behind operation. Ukraine is the, you might say, is the vital in a football field. It is the 50-yard line. And the war to the east, Russia. The war to the west, not the NATO nations, America. The 50-yard line, Ukraine. Whoever controls the 50-yard line wins the battle. Gladio. Stay behind operations. After the fall of France, Churchill created special operations, and these operations occupied Europe, created in extreme secrecy to prepare for a possible invasion by Nazi Germany. After Germany is destroyed, the threat is Russia. Then, I'm just reading this out of Wikipedia. It's very important to understand what's happening in Ukraine. But Gladio is also CIA operations in any nation that is tender and favors Russia. Any nation. Germany. Germany and Russia. They were working together. Germany, because of inexpensive fuel, energy, Germany became great until 2 years ago. All the nations of Europe were becoming great. They were societies that had a future, that had a destiny of greatness. But America makes sure that her allies never get to the point where they wrestle and play in the major leagues. No way. They stay in the minor leagues at the best. Gladio, stay behind operations. Then it was a post-war creation. After World War II, UK, US decided to create stay behind paramilitary organizations. I'm having to look to the right while I'm speaking to the microphone. Stay behind organizations. The official aim, countering a possible Soviet invasion through sabotage and guerrilla warfare. Clandestine stay-behind units created with the experience of involvements of former officers. Let's see, and it goes on to talk about Gladio, and one of the ways to destroy a nation or nations, and to cripple nations, is not just bullets, not planes and bombs, but invasion of people entering countries illegitimately. This is also a part of Gladio. Destroy by opening the borders. And if the borders are closed, open them anyhow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360khnc.com for my programs and other hosts.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
If you're not listening to Swamp Fight, you're just not listening. Join us here in the swamp Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at 12 noon right here on AM 1360.
And the revolution he's talking about is the nations of the world at war with the United States of America. It's, to me, evident to most of the people in the world. It is is not really being is not understood. It is evident. The New World Order of the West is at war with the new world order of the rest of the world. There are two world orders presently. Old world order, the United States. New world order, Russia, China, and the multipolar nations that are threatening, have threatened, and will destroy America's petrodollar. Now with this Operation Gladio, perpetrated by an extremely deceitful POTUS imposter, his plotting administration of turncoats, and a betraying Congress of traitors. This is out of State of the Nation, submitted by a veteran intelligence analyst and former U.S. military officer. It does not get any more dangerous and deadly for the American Republic than Operation Trojan Horse. Here's why. Key points. Operation Gladio uses the open borders to sneak across terrorist cells who will then carry out false flag terrorist attacks upon being triggered by the CIA handlers. Gladio is steadily and stealthily building a secret army of foreign mercenaries, criminals, terrorists, and other soldiers of fortunes in every major city in America. Just as Syria was overwhelmed by Gladio-directed terrorist groups practically overnight, these strategically positioned terror cells are being readied to spring into action once the deep state traitors push the button on the long-planned American Bolshevik Revolution, a.k.a. Civil War 2.0. open borders, and illegal immigration, a highly organized communist plot to destroy the United States. And here's the catch. The communists aren't coming from Russia. They're not coming they're not being sent by Russia. They're being brought in, allowed in, by the communists that run America, bringing in these young Bolsheviks to do to America what they did to Russia during the Bolshevik Revolution. Then the article continues. There are actually numerous highly organized conspiratorial plots to destroy plots to destroy these once the United States of America being carried out simultaneously since Manchurian candidate Barack Hussein Obama was first installed in the White House on the darkest days of January 2009. However, the communist takeover plan to violently usurp the entire U.S. federal government is by far the most devastating to the American experiment, because this stealthily uniparty scheme forever blows up the laboratory. Therefore, if there's one important thing that every single patriot can do in 2023 is to blow the whistle on this rapidly unfolding American Bolshevik Revolution. Unknowingly, many patriots have been blowing the whistle. Unknowingly, some and most knowingly. But now, this is an operation, Gladio. So now you know the name of the operation. It's a Trojan horse operation. Now, they're coming again, military age men coming to be trained in the United States. The foreign mercenaries and soldiers of fortune, these terrorists and extremists, these anarchists and agitators, criminals and convicts, drug dealers and mules, rebels and revolutionaries, insurgents and insurrectionists are being transported to all of the sanctuary cities and states to create overwhelming chaos, confusion. Now, I'll stop right here and say, what's happening in New York City? What's happening? I've seen videos where they are lined up along the shops, through the whole length of a block or more, just sitting there with backpacks, a jug of water, and waiting. They're going to be funded. They wait till the bus comes, picks them up, they disappear. Nobody knows where the bus goes. This is only the preliminary stage of this New World Order-inspired revolution necessary to soften up and scare the local populations, just as the bankster-funded Bolsheviks did prior to the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. History does repeat itself. And I would also say that from a spiritual point of view, if you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And with the New Agers, the thought, what goes around comes around. Well, we, this country, this military, these globalists, these dynasties, those who have ruled this country, we have sown to the wind. We have assassinated presidents of nations. There have been coups in many nations, which I just read out of Wikipedia. Stay behind mercenaries to assure that America, our hegemonic power is not threatened. It is threatened. It has been threatened. The whole world is at war with the United States of America, except for the allies of the United States, who in ways, they are also at war with the United States of America. America dictates to them what's going to happen to their economies, and America will give them just enough to keep them alive. We'll give them just enough freedom and work with them to let them exist. These European countries and NATO countries are tired of just existing. And they see the reasoning with Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping, he's kind of a... he's not really being given the heavy hand in the multipolar world system that he thought he was going to be given. He wants to bring in these 15-minute cities. That's part of his objective. He wants this plan, which is a New World Order plan by Klaus Schwab and a group of other wicked people. China has bought into that. China knows that to rule by 2049, China has to have this carbon credit system of control in place. And the unipolar world nations, India is not going along with it, South Africa, Brazil, Russia, other nations in the Middle East, they're not going along with this. Many of the sisters, China's sisters, are not going along with it either. They don't want to be controlled. They see China already moving to dictate to them. They've had enough. They've had more than their share of being dictated to by empire. They're not going to be dictated to by Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping knows it. And China is, you might say, to some degree, realizes that she's going to have to either work with these other nations or she's going to suffer too. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
And we have the answer to that question. No, this cabal running this country does not care about the sons and daughters of this great country. That's just the way it is. Christ said there would be perplexities, no solutions, conundrums. There would be people walking around dazed because there's no answer. No answer to the problems. What's the answer to the Federal Reserve or to the debt. There is no answer. We have more debt, we print more money. The nations of the world don't want our treasury bills. What's the answer? There is no answer. Now with Gladio, let's see, the same occupants of this Trojan horse, there is a read, Soros paid trains ferrying illegals to the U.S. border. So that's how they got here. He paid for the trains to get them to the border. And they're tasked with multiple missions for the privilege of coming to the country, this country. Not just this country, but internationally. The whole world has to be in chaos. It's the Hegelian dialectic. Chaos. And Christ said that in the years before his return, there would be chaos. Especially in America. Babylon the Great. Babel. Speech. Incoherent speech. A curse. Babel. Babel. And one of the curses on a society is not being able to understand what is being said. It's babble. It is understood speech, misunderstood, unable to interpret speech. And the, you might say, the principle, or I don't know how you would phrase it, what is it that the imposter to this country, what does he do daily? Babble. Children babble. Children make little sounds. Gaga, whatever. It's babble. It's unintelligent. It's not understood. This is what Christ said would happen to America. There would be something being said that no one can understand. It would be what Daniel the prophet said in the book of Daniel. Dark sayings. They say one thing that it's light out, but it's actually dark out. Like right now, we're in the autumn. And my wife and I were driving last night, and it was a beautiful autumn evening. But it also, I remember in the spring, in early, late March, early April, I remember the exact same kind of an evening. The clouds were just exactly where they are in the fall. They would be exactly the same in the spring. And if you didn't know, if you'd lost time, you would swear you're in the springtime and the days are going to get longer and warmer. This is what Christ said would happen at the end. People would be confused in their mind because they would not understand what is being spoken to them, and they would be confused. They would have no way to interpret what the baby is saying. Many, and you can't interpret what this imposter is saying. This is the curse upon an individual and a curse upon a nation. Babylon the Great. Confusion. Babel. Lies. This is what has happened. Going back to Gladio, here are their objectives. The illegals methodically fueling the drug trafficking industry, overwhelming all 50 states with fentanyl. Secondly, on both sides of the human trafficking industry, it also involves heavy child traffic, sex traffic, slave trading. It says in the book of Revelation chapter 18, they trade slaves and souls of men. Thirdly, a select group of more experienced mercenaries, soldiers, directly involved in arms trafficking. Fourthly, many illegals set up highly organized criminal gangs throughout the big Democrat-controlled cities, and they commit shocking crimes and terrorist acts, mass murder, bombings. Fifthly, Gladio oversees terrorist cells operating in secret, completely outside of American society, ready to execute terror operations whenever programmed to do so. Sixth, Gladio oversees paramilitary units being covertly trained in clandestine military bases around the country, which will function as initial strike force, particularly against patriots domiciled in the red states and more conservative cities. This is why they're coming through Texas, a red state, to mock God, to mock the people of this country. They are mocking. Not only are they invading, they are mocking, telling this country, we will do whatever we want. Who's they? The deep state shadow government. The black budget criminal cabal in the 3 to 10 letter agencies across this country. In Serco in Europe, Senior Executive Service in America also, another system, which is a continuity of government, COG. No matter what, this government will continue. After these people are used, they also will be eliminated. They are expendable. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money. The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I'll finish with this article, again, out of State of the Nation, Operation Trojan Horse. The most destructive and naked act of treason in United States history. Very true. Point 7. Criminal conspiracies, highly treasonous order, coordinated and choreographed by list of co-conspirators identified in the subtitle of the post. None of this... All of this being planned and performed by the United States intelligence community, just as the heavy lifting done by the U.S. Armed Forces. Conclusion: none of these treasonous plots and traitor schemes could be taking place were it not for the imprimatur and active sponsorship of the United States government. If the executive branch and Congress and SCOTUS were really doing their jobs, none of this would be plaguing the American people. Period. So, my question now, can America be saved? as a nation, no. The nation cannot be saved, cannot be turned. This system in Washington, D.C., the seven hills, the seven stargates to hell, no, you cannot save it. You could not save Rome. You could not save Greece. You could not save Spain in her demise, England in the early 1900s, 1940. You couldn't save these nations from their designed, ordained demise. You will not save this country. The good news is this. The people of this country is the objective of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the people of the country that can be saved if they will repent. If they will repent and ask to be forgiven for their evil, they can be saved. The nation can't be saved. The government cannot be saved. The government will continue to do more evil and wickedness in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. So, America, our destiny is total destruction. Not yet. We have another 4 years where we're going to exist, but barely. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And then Monday through Friday, I'm here 2 to 3 for the Present Truth program. And I wish I could say that this nation can be restored, redeemed. No. It cannot be redeemed. Once nations go past the threshold of when the cup is full, when the evil in the cup is full and overflowing, you have to throw the cup with what is in the cup away. It's contaminated. It is useless. This country, God is still going to use this country for his plans, but the plans are America is going to be used as a hammer, as a weapon to destroy the nations. Ordained by God, we can't change it. The nations are going to be punished too for their evil, and the Lord is going to use this country for that purpose. But then this country will be destroyed. There's hope for the American people, the hope for the people of the world through Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, the Son of the living God, who is now the Holy Spirit. There is the hope only through him. And have a wonderful weekend. May the Lord Jesus, the Prince of Peace, may he give you peace through the weekend. Join me Sunday, 9 to 11, here on 1360KHNC.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.